CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. World leaders, including Chinese President Xi Jinping, are now gathering in Manila for the 23rd APEC Economic Leaders Meeting. It's expected that President Xi will introduce the progress made in implementing the Belt and Road Initiative, while also addressing APEC cooperation and updating the consensus made at the last APEC meeting in Beijing last year. Most heads of the 21 APEC members, except for Russian President Vladimir Putin and Indonesian President Joko Widodo, have promised to attend the summit despite the latest terrorist attacks in Paris. The Philippine government has beefed up the already tightened security. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will attend the annual East Asia Leaders Meeting in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, from November 20th to 23rd. Premier Li will also pay an official visit to Malaysia at the invitation of his Malaysian counterpart, Najib Razak. Malaysia has been China's largest trading partner among ASEAN countries since 2008. Death toll of a landslide in East China's Zhejiang province has risen to 31, with six still missing. The landslide buried 27 homes in Lidong village, Liandu district of Lishui city. More than 300 villagers have been relocated. China's Weather Bureau has forecast torrential rain tonight, which might hamper the rescue efforts. The local government has also decided on a location for new buildings. A land replacement plan for the affected farmers will be completed in a week. Staff with the Ministry of Land and Resources have been dispatched from Beijing to carry out inspections in the neighboring mountainous area and prepare to organize an evacuation if necessary. A blast has struck a market in the northeastern Nigerian city of Yola on Tuesday evening, causing heavy casualties. Reuters is reporting that the blast has killed over 30 people and wounding 80 others, citing the Red Cross. The explosion occurred at a fruit and vegetable market beside a main road in the Jimeta area of Adamawa State Capital around 8 p.m. local time. Nobody has claimed responsibility, but reports say the blast bore the hallmarks of militant Islamist group Boko Haram. Russian authorities have finally confirmed that the plane crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last month was the result of a terrorist attack. The Federal Security Service announced the conclusion on Tuesday, saying the plane was brought down by a bomb. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered all Russian security services to find and punish the terrorists involved in the crash. The FSB offered a reward of $50 million for information about those responsible for the attack. The Russian airliner crashed on October 31st, shortly after taking off from the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh en route to St. Petersburg, Russia. All 224 people on board were killed. Hours after the crash, a branch of Islamic State claimed responsibility for the disaster. Vice Chairman of China's Central Military Commission, Fan Chenglong, on Tuesday, met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Fan said that Chinese and Indian defense officials had agreed to uplift the level of cooperation between armed forces of the two countries, properly handle differences, and take effective measures in maintaining peace and stability in their border areas. Modi said he was satisfied with the implementation by the two militaries of the consensus reached by Chinese and Indian leaders on maintaining border peace and stability. Meanwhile, Vice Chairman of China's Central Military Commission, Xu Qiliang, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. Xu hailed the high-level growth of bilateral comprehensive partnership of strategic coordination, which brought along the fruitful cooperation of the two countries' armed forces. Putin, on his part, praised the China-Russia all-around cooperation as one crucial factor for world peace and stability. North Korean authorities are still mulling UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's visit to Pyongyang. The official KCNA news agency said on Tuesday that the visit has not been confirmed, but it did not deny Ban's likely trip to the north. It has been over 20 years since former UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali visited North Korea in 1993. Ban planned to visit Kaesong Industrial Complex, an industrial zone jointly operated by both Koreas, in May, but the visit was later cancelled due to a sudden withdrawal of approval from Pyongyang. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.